Breakfast on Triple J.
And I've got a funny feeling the next song we're going to play, you're going to enjoy a lot as well, because it is a brand new one from Confidence Man and Sugarbone's Janet Planet from the band. Join us now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, guys.
You're both getting down to that one with a bit of air drumming. Do you do that often?
Yeah, we were getting really deep on that one. Sugar's not very good. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, you're killing
it. Well, I don't know about that. It's a good time killer on the long drives.
Look, it is a big part of Confidence Man as well. I mean, we can. You guys actually played my 21st birthday, my joint 21st with Cassie, a little bit earlier on in the year. And that was a DJ set, but your body was your instruments up there.
Yeah, well, actually, Sugar sprained his ankle, like, directly before Glastonbury at that DJ set. So it's funny that he sprained it at the DJ set and not at one of our gigs.
Sorry about that. It's nice thinking deep down, though, that was a little bit looser than Glastonbury, which is good to know. Now, as all Sugarbones, I've been spreading this fact, and I'm pretty sure the last time we spoke, it was... might have been at Splendor or something like that. You told me this, and I've been using it as a fact, and now I'm thinking about it. I don't know if it was just a stitch-up from you, and I've spread it on to too many, but is it true that your cousin is Flume?
Well, I don't know. I kind of like the rumour angle here.
No, it's true. He's just embarrassed now that he's told you when he was drunk, and now he's regretting it.
Because it must be tough for Flume having Sugarbones for Confidence Man as his cousin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how he handles the fame aspect of it.
I actually think it's originally why Sugar started doing dance music instead of country music, which is where he started out.
Do you ever have Flume hitting you up for free tickets?
Yeah, all the time. Like, you know.
And he's always the one in the green room. He, like, won't leave. Super annoying.
Yeah, such a pest.
I just love
it. I really hope he makes it one day so he can, you know, just leave me alone.
Yeah, he can win a Grammy too.
Yeah, I'd love to be a fly on the wall at Christmas dinner at your house, that's for sure. But obviously we're speaking to you both this morning. We've spoken to you before. But there are other silent members in the band, in Confidence Man as well. You've got Reggie and Clarence there who kind of have the black headgear on. So we don't know really much about them, but they do have their own Instagram account.
You've got an Instagram, Reggie and Clarence Confidence Man. I just found this yesterday. Is there a bit of an internal rivalry there between the Confidence Man page and theirs?
Yeah, there's a deep beef going on. It's fine. I mean, they can try all they want, but, like, you know, they're not the face of the band.
Yeah, they're just a bit jealous, I think.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, I mean, I think they're on, like, 600 followers and you're crushing them on a few thousand, yeah. So you've got that in the bag.
Yeah, I know. Hear that, Reggie and Clarence, if you're listening out there.
You're never going to make it.
What are they like? Because we don't hear anything from them. They're just in the background there.
Yeah, they look quiet, quirky.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just kind of supporting, like, the main cool people in the band. So, yeah, no, they're, those guys are good. They're just not very good dancers, which is why we put them in the veils.
So. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All
right. They're hideous to look at, so we just decided.
Well, Sugarbones, Janet Planet, you're in this morning to play us a brand new track. You've had two belters already, which have, killed all over the world. It's been getting plays all over the place. This one's already been played, I know, all over the world as well. Better Sit Down, Boy. But this is the first Australian play of it. Before we hit play on it, what can you tell us about it?
Oh, it's just more of what you know and love, I guess.
Yeah.
Just
and initially when we started writing this one, we were like, we want to make like a 2-on-2. And so initially it was like a Confidence Man 2-on-2, and then it kind of ended up changing and we completely changed the chorus at the last minute. So it was 2-on-2 and now it's just Confidence Man, cool track.
Okay, well, it will definitely get you. You're moving on the way to work this morning, wherever you are. We can promise that. Here it is, Better Sit Down, Boy, the new one from Confidence Man on Triple J. Ring-a-ding-ding, boy. What do we think of that? The new one from Confidence Man, Better Sit Down, Boy, on Triple J with Ben Liam and Sugarbones and Janet Planet from Confidence Man. Jeez, it's out there now. People are loving it on the text line here, guys.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was good.
People sending through, I feel so hot and bothered after that.
That's what you look for.
That's what you're looking for, yeah.
Nick from Brizzy said, this reminds me of the opening music to Rage, which isn't a very, very good thing. And someone else said 30 seconds in, they threw their morning coffee all over them due to the infectious beat. Damn it, Confidence Man, you've bloody well done it again.
Georgia from Werribee, how's that making you feel?
Get down and boogie beat from Confidence Man. They've done it again.
It's just got that certain feel about the music that you guys are making. That cowboy in there, was that someone playing it or was that a sample?
I think that was played in.
Yeah, Reggie's pretty determined to play that stuff in.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
He's usually running around banging on stuff, so
make him useful.
Now, this is your third song, which is nuts as well, because I mean, Bubblegum and Boyfriend, like everyone knows it, everyone loves it. It's given you some huge festival sets, and we know you're playing a lot of festivals throughout the end of the year as well. Falls, and you've got The Plot, and Yours and Ours. But is there an album possibly coming out in the works, maybe next year, or are you just going to be pull a Peking duck and just keep ripping out these singles every year?
No, we're working on the album right now, and yeah, we should hopefully have it for you all early next year is the plan.
Yeah. Okay.
We have about 3 weeks left, so.
3 weeks left of writing, so we're just kind of finishing up all the loose ends, and yeah, it's pretty much coming together now, which is really exciting.
So where are you writing at the moment? Because I know you wrote this one out when you were doing a bit of a regional Australian writing tour, and you were in a jacuzzi with a bit of a fresh margarita.
Yeah. Actually, it sucked because the hot tub there didn't work, so we were in cold water, but like...
It sounds better when you say hot tub.
Yeah, but all the other tracks we've just written in our home studio, so just annoying the neighbours and... Just doing it at home.
Shack out the back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Janet Planet, Sugar Bones, a lot of love coming through on the text line. We could read it out for hours if we really wanted to. But another huge song there, and we look forward to hearing something from you again soon.
Cool.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
This is Triple J Breakfast with Ben and Liam.